You're listening to The Naked Scientist's Science of Glastonbury special with me, Ben Valsler. As one of the world's largest and most well-established music festivals, Glastonbury is very influential. As well as music, the festival has comedy, theatre, cinema, and a poetry and spoken word tent, where I met Barbara Brinkman, the writer of The Rap Guide to Evolution.
That is also the idea that most enrages Darwin's detractors. And when I say Darwin's detractors, I'm specifically talking about his religious detractors, like creationists, not his scientific detractors.
There are none!
It's the idea that we came from ape-like ancestors.
Hello, the name is Barbara Brinkman from Vancouver, Canada, and we are at the Poetry and Words tent at Glastonbury. Well, in the set that I just did, it was a little bit of the Rap Guide to Evolution, some of the more rabble-rousing material with I'm an African, and creationist cousins always goes down pretty well, because as a spoken word piece, it's got quite a personal side to it. And I also premiered my rap adaptation of The Epic of Gilgamesh, which I've given the hip-hop slash science treatment, and I'm taking that to the Edinburgh Fringe this year, and this was the first crowd that had heard it, so I feel like it went down pretty well. I didn't know what to expect.
What do you think of Glastonbury as an event to talk about these sorts of things?
Well, I think Glastonbury is known as a big super rock star headliner festival, but it is a festival of performing arts in all its guises. You know, the Poetry and Word Tent is a bit of a strange beast because, you know, it's that ecosystem without a real locked niche species that's holding it down. So, you know, the pioneer species drift through and some of them sort of morph a little bit if they decide to stay. But you get a lot of randomness passing through this one for sure. It's like a Galapagos Island in a way.
Barbara Brinkman.